Track 4.
Hey, Jamie, what are you up to?
Hi, Alex. Oh, I'm just watching some funny videos on social media.
May I see? Oh, that's cute. Do you spend a lot of time doing that?
Oh, totally. I can't go an hour without checking my phone. It's like I'm addicted.
You probably are. I heard that some educational institutions have taken legal action against social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. They say that they are negatively affecting young people's ability to learn and think critically.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that social media platforms should be held responsible for the harm they cause, just like tobacco companies were for smokers.
It will be interesting to see what happens. One thing we could do quite easily is to raise the age limit for opening a social media account from 14 to 16 years of age. I don't think someone who is 14 is mature enough to deal with all the negativity you can find on social media.
I agree. I think part of the problem is that young people don't have enough alternative activities in their free time. Kids need to have something to do. If we had more recreational facilities, sports complexes, arenas and soccer fields, maybe young people would spend more time being active instead of glued to their screens.
Personally, I'm really worried about the mental health side of things. Social media can be so toxic sometimes. I think we should educate young people about the impact of screen time on their sleep and mental health. It might be a good idea to include digital literacy in the school curriculum.
Maybe we could integrate technology into recreational activities in a positive way. For example, we could use apps to track fitness or organize community events through social media.
That's a good point. I also think kids need to learn how to recognize cyberbullying. Every school could organize a cyberbullying awareness activity.
And there should be more support for parents, too. Sometimes I feel like they're not aware of what their kids are doing online. Workshops or resources to help parents understand the digital world could make a big difference.
Definitely. And I'm sure we can put more pressure on social media companies to make them remove harmful content or hateful messages from their platforms. I don't think they're doing enough right now.
Yeah, for sure. I think with a combination of strategies, we can make technology work for us instead of against us.